There we go. Today's daf is daf Kuf Samachay, 10th parak of Masechet Bava Basra. Get Pashut, if you don't mind taking a peek at the Mishnah again on daf Kuf Samach at the beginning of the parak so that we can get in today's Gemara that discusses it. The Mishnah opens up with explaining the difference between a Get Pashut and a Get Mikushan. And then it comes up on the third line with the strange statement by Rabbi Hanina ben Gamliel. On the fifth line, with Rav Shimon ben Gamliel, who says, "Hakol k'minhag ha-medina." What in the world is that supposed to mean? What do you mean? Somebody mentioned anything about k'minhag ha-medina? What, the Chachamim don't hold that hakol k'minhag ha-medina? What is this supposed to mean? Ask the Gemara, Rav Shimon ben Gamliel, "Hakol k'minhag ha-medina." What, the Tanna Kamma, let le hakol k'minhag ha-medina? What sense would they be arguing? Said the what? But Rav Shimon ben Gamliel is coming to tell me that the things that the Tanna Kamma said, that it really has to go k'minhag ha-medina. I mean, that's always true. When it comes to mominus, you follow local usage. I mean, the Tanna Kamma never indicated that they would, for some reason, void local usage. So that there's got to be a machlokas about what it was that the Tanna Kamma was saying in terms of the minhag medina. What would that be? Omar Ravashi, look, what it's got to mean is like this, that if you're in a case, in a mokum, ba'atra, the nehigi bipashut. So if you're in a locale, and this is the gears of the Rashbams, this is a baye, not Ravashi. So if you're in a locale where the minag is that you use a get pashut, and somebody says to a shliach, Omar Lay, to his sofer, he says, "Make me a get pashut." V'azav avad le'mekushar, and he goes ahead and he makes a get mekushar. So then we view that as kepeda. That was something that the guy was makbid on, that he wants the get to be pashut. And if you changed it, so then it wouldn't be a kosher get. If you want to use this get, it's the same as by dinei noshim. You wanted to use this get and be megarish with it, wouldn't be kosher. If it was a place where nehigi b'mekushar, v'amalei avid le'mekushar, and you went ahead, this guy goes ahead, and he gives orders to make the minhag medina, which is mekushar, and the guy goes and he makes him a poshet. So in all of these cases, we understand that this is considered to be kepeda, because he said to follow local usage, and the guy didn't follow local usage. So that, of course, is not a machlokas. Where do we find a machlokas with a hakol k'minhag medina? Is where kipligi ba'atr the nehigi b'poshet umekushar. So where either way would be k'minhag medina. Hakol k'minhag medina. So either way is k'minhag medina. And over there, a guy says to himself, okay, just make me a get pashut. And he goes in and makes him a get mekushar. Now, is there a reason to say that when he says, make me a get pashut, it means I'm mak, but if it isn't pashut, I don't want it? Or do we say that since the minhag medina is to use either, so why would he be makbid? Elamai, he's just telling the sofer, you don't have to do anything complicated for me. I'm fine with the simple version. You want to go make a mekushar? Why not? But that's an awful lot of extra trouble. I mean, I'm certainly not going to pay for that, but I'm get pashut by all means. So mar sofer kpeda, mar sofer mara makom ulo. So one man, the Omar says, that's considered to be the equivalent of Mara Makom. So it's like you're saying, go pick up, to make a kinyan at such and such a place for me, pick up the contract at such and such a place. The guy is in New York. It turns out the guy was in Lakewood. So over there, he's Mara Makom Ulo. He's not saying you have to do it in New York. If he says do it in New York, then there's a machlokas, whether it means Dafka to do it, but certainly there can be a Mara Makom. So this is the equivalent of Mara Makom. He's just giving him an easy way out. We use the same word in English, way. It's an easy way, Mara Makom. So showing him the way, that's all. But he's not saying, I insist. That's Gufa, the machlokas between the Tanna Kamma here and Rav Shimon ben Gamliel. When we say Akokim in Haga Medina, do we say, since Lamaisa, people would accept both, so we assume that he's accepting both, that's all. So according to Rav Shimon ben Gamliel, who stresses Akokim in Haga Medina, we would say it's Mara Mokum and not Kveda. But Shenkin, the Tanna Kamma doesn't mention Akoka bin Agam and Dinah. So the Tanna Kamma says, this is a get Kaposha, this is a get Makusha. Mashva, that he holds that it's really Akpada. Obviously, we wouldn't have learned that on our own if we hadn't seen the Rav Shimon ben Gamliel argues. Omar Abaye, you should know, that this is, when I, this is not something we're making up over here. I mean, this is a famous machlokas. We've already seen it many times before. And if you consider the various shitot, and this is in Mishnayos I'm talking about, various shitot in Mishnayot all around Shas. I mean, here we have Bava Basra, but we have also in Kiddush, we have Gittin, where the same question comes up. And there is a common denominator here between Reb Shimon Gamliel, Reb Shimon and Reb Elazar. They all hold that we take the approach that if you're making things easy, then you don't mean to say it has to be the way I'm making it easy. You're saying you can even do this. So they all, that's called Mara Makomulo. Reb Shimon Gamliel here in Bava Basra, how the Amara. Reb Shimon, that's already in the Sugya and Kiddushin. Reb Shimon says over there, the case over there was that a woman says, go be makabah my kedushin for me from so-and-so who said he's going to be giving me a dinner kesef. So there's two cases. In one case, he says he's going to be giving me a dinner zav. It turns out the guy only gives her a dinner kesef. So there we said, she said go be makabah kedushin for a dinner zav. So it wasn't good. But how about the other way around? So the Tana Kama says, doesn't matter. She said, this is what she said to go and do. He didn't do that shlichut. Whereas Rabbi Shimon says, well, in Hita'ala Sheva, Charezim HaKudashas. I mean, he said to her, you know, I'm going to give you a mana, a kesef. And ends up giving her a mana zahav. And she told the shliach, go and pick up the mana kesef. So what she means, dafka mana kesef, she's probably okay with gold, you know. So if that's the case, we understand it to mean a shlichut in general. I'm saying even if Lamaisa, all he gives me is a mana kesef, it's also good. So there, that's Rabbi Shimon is saying Mara Malka. Rabbi Elazar, we find in Gittin. It's not. Hayisha Sham Rait Kabeli Gitimi Mokum Ploni. She says, go to New York and be Makabel, get for me from my husband in New York. It ends up that the husband's in Lakewood, and he asks her to Lakewood. And he goes, V'kibla Lami Mokum Acher. So over there, the Tanakhama says, Puzzle. And Rabbi Elazar is Machshir. So Mara Safra could pay that. So Uman the Omar holds, look, in New York, nobody knows what's going on. Nobody cares. So it's just another get. In Lakewood, everybody's nothing else to talk about. So then it would be very embarrassing for me. So I don't want you to go to Lakewood. I only want you to go to New York. My Shane came, Mar Sava, Rebbe Lozer holds. She didn't say anything of that sort. All she said was go to New York because she's being Mara Mokonula. So Lomai, I mean, that's not saying necessarily that all would have to agree about each other's cases, but the overall halacha, that there is a concept of Mara Mokum in Shlichut, that we see that there's three shitot that are on the same page on that issue. Then the Mishnah was talking about...
So that second section was sort of just like the first section we had earlier? I mean, as far as this little section of Arbaya, what was the difference between this second piece and...
Now, Abaye was talking about our mission, and here Abaye is talking about three separate Mishnahs to show that
they're
similar.
It's the same
concept.
It's the
yeah. No, he's just pointing out a pattern. So now, the next case that the Mishnah says is a little bit funny, because it gave two dinim, that a poshet that has an eid echad is possible, and a makushet ashnei eidim is possible. I mean, okay, it says, a makushet shekatub ashnei eidim possible, that's a chiddush. Certainly, Sakat the Alma Kosha would have said, normally two Edim are Kosha. So maybe, at least B'diavad, that it should be Kosher here also. To Hokanami Kosher, he said, the Chachomim say we want you to have three. But Lamais, what are you going to say? You don't have a Kashtar if you only have two. So there I need the Chiddush to tell me this is a Shinui from the Tzura of the Shtar, and it's not a Kosher Shtar according to the Takanat Chachomim. That's a big Chiddush. But to come in to tell me that a star with one aid is pasul. I need a Mishnah to tell me that it's a pasuk in the Torah. Lo yakum eid echad beish. So what would you have thought? I don't understand. So there, pshita. Pashit shekatugo eid echad. Pshita. Omer Abaye. That point over here is not that you wrote only an eid echad and that's all you have. The point over here is that you have two aidim. You just recorded one of them. But you bring the other one to court. You have two aidim. So now the shayla is, can you be mitzarif, that aid, that's bepeh, can you be mitzarif it now to the aid in the shtar? That's the question. So lo nitzchot afilu aid echad bichtav, the aid echad bepeh. So the case of a year that ate echad b'pashut is pasul. It's talking about where he comes along with another witness. So it's not that the pagam over here is I only have one witness. V'lo yakum eid echad b'ish. That's not the point. The chiddush in the Mishnah is that this shtar is not a kosher shtar. That's all that it's saying. So that in order to be able to use a shtar to take now from nechasim mishum abadim, well, the whole point of such a shtar is the creation of the kol. So you might have thought, look, there's two different issues. Fact is that this event took place. So we know there's two witnesses that say the event took place. You lend the money. Now you have a piece of paper that attests to that fact. The piece of paper only recorded one of the eight. But we know that always, mi'ikar adin, you should be able to collect from a shibud anyway, as long as I know the shibud existed. Elamai, the rabbonim were metaken, that unless you could have a registered lien, which means that there's a kol, so two adim do not create a kol. A shtar does create a kol. Now you're telling me that it's a davar pashut, that if the shtar has one aid and the other aid now is there, that I can't put those two issues together and have now a kol created by two edim and a shtar. Kamash b'lan the Mishnah, that the shtar that we were metaken, that creates a kol, is a shtar, kitikun kachomi. The fact that I know that this event is true because I have two edim, and I also have it written down and signed, but only by one aid, the two don't support each other. And so mamela, I do not have a milve b'shtar in this case. And therefore, there's nothing that this shtar is worth. That's all I'm saying. So if the guy comes along now, so I'm not going to be able to collect from B'nai Chorin. And if the guy comes and says Parati, and so I, as the Malva, say, well, if Parata, why do I still have a shtar? The guy will say to me, that's a shtar. I didn't even bother taking that shtar. It's useless, because in the end, it was all a milva al peh. Which I never contested. I mean, unless you have to aid him, fine. But there's no reason why I should collect a useless star after I'm poreya you. So prove that I owe the money now. That's the chiddush. This, not all rishonim agree with this. This is Rashbam's approach and others. There are those who say that it doesn't even count towards aidus to collect bichlam. Not that it just doesn't count towards the star. Okay. But this is the Rashbam's approach. Let's take this approach. That the question is, can I actually use a shtar that's supported by two eidim where only one eid is signed on the shtar? That's the question. Kamash on the mission? No, you can't. That is certainly a chiddush, says Abaye. No, so then it would not be kitikunai. There, it's not because of a kol. Here the issue is only in terms of kol, not the gabi the kashrus of the shtar per se. Yeah, it's a machlokas edim. Misirikar edim. I mean, that's a machlokas in Yid. So now, Amema actually argued on Abaye, and he was machshir la'alach afilu beidecha b'ktav edecha b'peh. So in other words, that can't be what the Mishnah is saying, because that's not true. How does he learn the Mishnah? So what is the chiddush in the Mishnah? If it's talking about that there was only an eid echad, that's not a chiddush. And if it's talking about an eid echad messiah b'peh, it's not true. So how that the Gemara is going to ask. So what does he do with the Mishnah now? Because he can't answer it with the bias answer. But Lamaisa, he holds that it's kosher. And it's a full kler shtar, according to those Rishonim who argue on the Rashbam. He's saying it's not a full kler shtar, but at least you can use it as a milvu bal peh. Fine. So Amar le Ravashi la Meimar. But, I mean, didn't you hear the way Abaye explains the Mishnah? Are they Abaye Mai? Omalein lo shmiyale. I never heard that, meaning it's as if I never heard it lo shmiyale. I don't agree with that. So, well, you don't agree with that. So how do you explain the Mishnah? Elakasha masnisa. No, I'll explain to you the Mishnah. You assume that the Mishnah was saying two different things. One chiddush is the din of a get pashut, and one chiddush is the din of a get mekushar. But that's not the case. The case is that the Mishnah is trying to put together something that is pashut. You're right, it's pashut. It's pashut that a pashut is pasul with eid echad. Why mention it? To tell me that it's the same thing. It's in the same way. That's the point. So in the same way that a get with an eid echad, but pashut is pasul, obviously completely pasul, but he writes it's pasul. So it's kamash b'lan d'shinayim b'mekushar. Is the equivalent of Eid Echad B'Pashut. So just how ma'at some psula is dioraita, so it's completely useless. So afarcha nami psula dioraita. Now Lamaisa Tosis points out it can't mean literally dioraita because the whole din of it get mikushar is all a tikkun in the rabbanan. So what do you mean that it's dioraita? So what it must mean is that if Lamaisa you need the edim in the get mikushar for a divorce, so then the question over here is the treatment of the child of such a divorce where somebody else marries her would be to treat him as a mamzer minarabona. So in other words, in the same way that we would say a divorce without an aid, without two aidin, is completely puzzled. So if she went ahead and got married, the vlad would be a mamzer diorita. So too, over here, the vlad would be a mamzer. And that's what I mean by saying it's diorita. We saw that usage a lot in Gittin. Here we're not used to using those words, but that's what it meant there oftentimes. So here that's what it means, says Taisus. Teda, and I'll prove to you that I'm right and that Abai is wrong about the question of whether you can be mitzarev, an aide who is Baal Peh, to the witness that's in the contract, because Shochu mitam chavraya, the word mitam, according to many, does not belong here, because mitam always means from Eretz Yisrael. We have no indication that Rabbi Yirmiyah ever left Eretz Yisrael. However, fascinatingly enough, we lose track a little bit of the Beis HaMedrash in which we're sitting while we're learning Baba Basra. So we're sitting in this generational Beit HaMidrash, right? At the beginning of the Masechta, Rabbi Yirmiyah got thrown out of the Beit HaMidrash. Now that we're holding at the end of the Masechta, Rabbi Yirmiyah got invited back into the Beit HaMidrash. We're holding at that stage. So now we want to know the story. How did Rabbi Yirmiyah get brought back into the Beit HaMidrash? But meanwhile, he got brought back in through this sugya. So they sent from the Beis HaMedrash to Rabbi Yirmiyah, after they threw him out, remember, with his chutzpahdik question about one leg in and one leg out, and what's the din, they threw him out. So it's a very sarcastic kind of question, and they felt that it was a bizoya. So fine. So they still needed Rabbi Yirmiyah's opinion. So they sent a message from the Beis HaMedrash to Rabbi Yirmiyah. It could be Rabbi Yirmiyah actually left town. I don't know, but there's no indication elsewhere to such a thing. So Shochu Chavraya L'Rabbi Yirmiyah makes more sense as the Girsa. So the Chaverim in the Beis HaMedrash sent, in fact, to the Rabbi Yirmiyah, wherever he was, what would be the din of Eidechad Bichtav, Eidechad Bapet, which is exactly this question of Abaya and Amema. So Mao Shiit Starfu. Now, the thing is that they polished it up a little bit, because we didn't take into consideration in our discussion before the machlokes bichlal between Rabbi Yeshua ben Korcha and the Rabbanan about whether you need to have an edus that they both were made together or not. Okay, so there's two machlokesim over there as to whether they need to be made together, and even do they need to be made about the same event? Or is it enough if one eid says, I saw Reuven lend money to Shimon on Sunday, and one eid says, I saw Reuven lend money to Shimon on Monday, which lechora is useless because you don't have two people that are attesting to the same thing, And nonetheless, since there's a bottom line that they hold that it's the same amount of money that's owed, so there's Rabbi Yeshua ben Korcha, that's good. Then there's a further machlokas as whether it needs to be on the same time that they're made or not. It's both the same event, Sunday. The only thing is, the one eight comes in on Tuesday and said he saw it on Sunday, and one eight comes in on Wednesday and says he saw it on Sunday. That's Rabbi Nosson. That says that's kosher. So according, we're going to need all of these shitas as we go along. So here, the Gemara says that initially when they sent this question to Rabbi Yirmiyah, they asked it like this. We understand that according to the Tanakhama of Rabbi Yeshua ben Korcha, so there's nothing to discuss. Because according to him, afilu shnayim bichtav, v'shnayim apelo mitztarfei. I mean, over there, you can't even have two people that are talking about the same chiev, but they didn't see the same event, that's not good. So kol shekein if echad bepeh and echad b'shtar, kol shekein it's not good. Now that's of course nonsensical. One has nothing to do with the other, as Tosis points out. The problem over there is that they're not attesting to the same event. It has nothing to do with b'chtav or b'pem. It has nothing to do with tziruf. It's a question of whether that issue it can be possibly addressed by two Adim just because it's the bottom line. So Tosis says a fantastic pshat, which changes your whole appreciation of the nature of shtar. He says, let me ask you something. When a guy presents a shtar in Beis Din, and it says so-and-so owes so-and-so money, it has a date. Reuven lent money to Shimon, such and such a date. Is that true, that event occurred? Suppose Shimon, who's going to borrow the money from Reuven, comes to two Adim and says right out of shtar that I owe $100 to Reuven, starting from this date. They can write out the shtar. We said, as long as the lovah says that, we said that before. So he wants to have a shtar ready, so that when he goes to Reuven and wants to borrow $100,000, and Reuven says, well, I got to think about it. I mean, it's going to take a lot of lawyers. No, I have it already. Oh, all right, fine. So there he wants to do that. The halacha is that's fine. When Reuven now presents that shtar for collection, he's not telling the Beis Din that here is the edus that the event took place, obviously, because maybe the event never took place. The edim were just signing on the bottom line. So that means in a shtar, we always accept the fact that there's no event. A shtar doesn't stand in for edus of an event. A shtar only stands in for edus of the fact of the chiyuv. So if that's the case, we're not talking about the machlokas, Rabbi Shurba Korcha and the Rabbanan, Lagabe, whether we could look at the bottom line. Of course, we look at the bottom line. It's just that since, according to the Chachomim, you never look at the bottom line of Eidah Shebaal Peh, so obviously you can't put together the Eidah Shebaal Peh with the Eidah Shebaal Peh. But according to Rabbi Shurba Korcha, it's even on an Eidah Baal Peh. You look at the bottom line, so maybe you can even look at the bottom line in the combination of Shtar, which is always the bottom line, with the fact that the bottom line exists in this aid, who's Baal Peh. That's the point. Isn't that wonderful? It's such an exciting svara. The Gemara is taking all this for granted. So the Gemara says, okay, so Kiti, what we want to know is, what would be the din? Kiti Baalacha, I'll leave the Rabbi Yeshua ben Korcha. So is Rabbi Yeshua ben Korcha saying only that if you have Shnayim Bechtav, or Shnayim Baal Peh, who limits Tarf? Avol, maybe Rabbi Yeshua ben Korcha holds that two different modes in which the shtar is talking about a chiyav, and the aid is ostensibly talking about an event that we have to turn into a chiyav. Maybe that you can't be mitzar? Or maybe since both work in the same way, according to him, we should be able to be mitzar if even an aid baal peh together with the aid b'shtar. Shalach lehuzer Reb Yirmiyahu, who learned his lesson about how you have to talk to these guys, you know, and they're all to throw you out of the base of bedroom. So he read, or maybe actually learned a lesson in Anivas. So he sent a message to them, Ani eini kedai. Shalach, listen, I'm not such a person. I don't know why you wrote me. What do I know? But since you asked, Ela kach da talmidchem note. Your loyal Talmud has his own opinion, which I don't mind sharing with you, that namely, she had starfu. In any event, we'll see later on that there's four different versions about this event. The important point was that after hearing him talk nicely like this, they invited back into the Beis HaMedrash, which is really remarkable that our entire Baba Basra takes place between the time that he's thrown out of Beis HaMedrash at the time he's invited back in. Okay, so he said, says Amemer, exactly what I said. He said that the din is mitzvah. So I hold that that's what we should rely on. So Abaye said, well, it's very nice that according to your version, it does indeed support your shita, that we can have echad b'peh v'echad b'chtav. However, I have a completely different version as to what that story actually was. The story that we heard about how Rabbi Yirmiyahu got back to the Beis HaMedrash is that they sent as follows. Maisa was different than the way you have it. Sholcholech Avrayel Rabbi Yirmiyahu. Shnayim she'idu echad bebeit din zeh. Ve'echad bebeit din zeh. So we heard the question being entirely different. We had an edus in front of one court, and a different edus in front now of another court. And now the edim are not here to be made in front of the court, but the dayanim make a new bezdin, so that we have a bezdin, put them together, and now we have a bezdin that heard both of these edim. That's the question of whether we could be mitzvah. So Aliba the Tanakam, and the way we heard it was not the problem of the Tanakam, Rav Yishuv and Korcha, which was the issue of tziruf of a bottom line. We heard that it was the Tanakam of Rabbi Nosson that was referred to, which was the union of tziruf of Edim. So the Edim show up in different days. So, I mean, according to Tanakam, it says the Edim will show up on different days, even if it's the same Bezdin, can't be mitzvah. So according to them, there's something to discuss. So Aliba the Tanakam and Rabbi Natan Loti Barlacha. They hold even if it's in the same bezdin, you can't be mitzarif. So certainly, you're not going to be able to be mitzarif a completely separate edus in a different bezdin. That's, I'm not asking. Kiti ba'elach alibi to Rabbi Natan. So Rabbi Natan said, look, it doesn't matter if one shows up on Tuesday, one shows up on Wednesday, who cares? They're talking about the same event. So the bezdin puts it together. So is that only a din in the same bezdin? Or can a bezdin be formed that puts it together? That's my question. So if, is it b'chad dino with the mitztarfeh, or b'chad dino lo mitztarfeh, or maybe it makes no difference. The important thing is that right now we have a bezdin that can report on both testimonies. The last part, yeah, I heard the last part of the story exactly like you, that Rabbi Yirmiyah sent him back. Ani eini kedai, shatem shalachtem, I don't know why you would ask someone like me, but since Lamaisi you ask, elakach data mitchem note, that it would be mitzvah. So anyway, this story has nothing to do with the question that we're arguing about. I still maintain that echad bichtav, echad bepeh is not going to be able to be mitzvah. Now, Mar Bar Chia says, gee, that's interesting, because I heard a third version. So Mar Bar Chia, amahachi sholcholai. Shnayim she'idu bebeit din zeh, v'choz ve'idu bebeit din zeh, and then v'choz ve'idu bebeit din acher. So we have three different events now of testimony. And so each time they weren't able to get the din paskin, they moved to another town, brought it to another bezdin, moved to another town, brought it to another bezdin. Now the problem is that they're no longer here, but the dinim themselves are no longer around, but one dayan of each bezdin is around. So can one dayan from each of those batei dinim join together? So now that you have three dayanim, so ma'o shiavo echad mikol beit din v'yitztarfu. And again, yeah, I heard that part, that alibi Rabbi Natan lo tibay lecha, except I heard it the opposite. According to Rabbi Natan, it's not a problem. Because remember, in this case, the eidim testified together. That was the big machlokas between Rabbi Natan and the Tanakama, right? So that's not the issue here. The only problem is, the issue is that it wasn't the same bezdin that heard it. So, I mean, if Rabbi Natan holds, you can even be mitzarif edim. That's where the Torah was marked, that there should be a cut. Shnei edim. So he holds you can even be mitzarif edim. So, I mean, what's the problem of being mitzarif a bezdin? I mean, where's the din? It has to be a specific bezdin. So loti berlocha, if hashta edim mitztarefim, dayanem iboi, elakiti berlocha libidatan akama de Rabbi Natan. My question is like this, according to the Tanakam, Rabbi Natan, there's an event. A din is an event. So then the event is the testimony of these edim in front of Bezdin. So once that's true, if you're telling me I cannot create that event by having it taking place at two different times. But if the event took place in the bezdin, can I recreate the event by having three members of different batei dinim? Or do I say, yeah, but each one was a different event? And since that's the issue, according to the Tanakam of Rabbi Natan, maybe you won't be able to be mitzarif the dayanim either. So I'll leave it to Tanakam of Rabbi Natan. Is it dafka din in the edim that you cannot be mitzarif if they are made on different days? Av dayanim mitzarfinan, or demaloshna? Or maybe the fact is these are different events. Shalach lohu, and I also heard this nice ending in which Rabbi Yirmiyah sent back to them, ani eini kedai shatem shalachtem li, elakach ta'at talmidchem note. I will tell you my sense of this issue is that she had starfu. Ravina says, gosh, that's fascinating, because I heard a fourth version of this story, not like any of you. The way I heard the story was that Hachi Shalchulei, Shloshar Shiyashvula Kayemet Ashtar, I had some vague connection to the things you guys were talking about, but very vague. What happened was that if you have a case where three people are sitting down now as a Beit Din, and they're going to be Mekayem Ashtar, so they were Mekayem Ashtar. The Edom came in and said it's Ketav Yadenu, whatever. They were about to sign on the Henpek. Now the Henpek writes, B'mutav Tzlata Havina, we were sitting as a Beit Din, and so-and-so came before us with this instrument, and we examined it and discovered that it's a kosher instrument, and we're signing on the above. Now the problem is that in this case, one of the three Dayanim died before being able to sign. So, is it okay to write B'motav Tlata Avina and then only to have the two people sign? Or does that look very funny? So then people will say, so then it's there's something over here on the surface that shows you that it wasn't really B'motav Tlata, or maybe you don't need three Dayanim. Or, so do we have to write in the B'motav Tlata Avina the word, and one of us is no longer here, in order to avoid people misunderstanding the implications of this thing, that it shouldn't be mirzik ashikra, or people shouldn't learn out that you don't need really a bezin for kiyam shtarot. That was what they wrote. So shloshesh yashvu lekayem et ashtar umet echad mehem. They asked Rabbi Yirmiyah, tzricha lemichtav, is it necessary to write in the henpek b'motav tlata havina v'chad letui, in order to make it clear that there were three people originally, not that we should have a signature of two. Olo, shalach lumu ani eni kedai shatem shalachtem li, ela kach dat tabitchem noter, shetzrichim lemichtav b'motav tlata havina v'chad litui. And by the way, which is the same lashon that was, and by the way, when they threw him out. And by the way, it was on that event that they threw Rabbi Yirmiyah out, says the Gemara, and by the way, al da elul Rabbi Yirmiyah be midrash. It was this conversation that got Rabbi Yirmiyah brought back into the Beit Midrash. So now we're getting close, we know we're getting close to the end, huh? For Rabbi Yirmiyah is back in the Beis Midrash. It's not the signature that's important. You could have two Dayanim signed on behalf of the Beit Din. But what we're concerned about is that people will think that maybe there are only two people, or that this is not accurate. They're writing something which is against what. So therefore, you have to clarify, yes, it's true, it needs a Beis Din, and we were a Beis Din. And the only reason that only two are signing is the only two are alive.
Can you explain the nature of Shtar, what is that about?
The Tosafot? Tosafot points out that Ashtar is not a verbal testimony, which Bechlal is a whole problem. We don't accept. It's BPN. Well, let me pick Tavan. So we don't accept verbal testimonies, Bechlal. Not written testimonies. Ashtar is not a written testimony of a verbal edus. So therefore, it works in an entirely different way. It's the recording on the basis of edim of the fact that a chov exists. The proof of, and not to an event. An event requires the recreation of an event verbally by Aiden. So the proof of that is that it is perfectly okay to write up a shtar for a lova, even if the malva is not with him, as we just had before. Katvin and shtar le lova. In advance. Because if the lova wants to create a shibud against himself, and the lova wants to take a chance that if the shtar is lost and the guy finds it, he can sue him, that's his problem. It's not our problem. You could give as many gifts as you want of money. So for him, it's worth it to take that risk. Fine. He wants to do it because he figures it's easier to get the loan that way. So he did it. So, but how can a malva present a shtar like that if it's a lie? We're going to ask the guy, you mean this really happened? Well, no, not quite. But the guy gave me this shtar, which was written as if it really happened, in order to allow me to collect. So we should throw him out of court. But we don't. Because we understand that that is the nature of this shtar. The edus on the fact of the existence of a debt, which is a whole new way of being tovea things. We're not tovea the event. So therefore, that's the equivalent of saying that underneath the edus on Momon is always the question of the bottom line, because that's what Momon is all about. So if that is the way in which we actually will paskin dine mominus, So then that would be true, even if 1 8 says, we saw an event on Sunday. I saw an event on Sunday. And another 8 says, well, I saw a similar event, but it was on Monday. So then you'll say, okay, so then we don't know that the event happened. That's true. We don't know the event happened. But the question is, do we need to know that an event happened? Since when it comes to Mominus, it's enough that we know that the Chov exists.
The bar is lower.
Exactly. So once that's true, the Chachamim will say, that's ridiculous. That's not testimony. So there's nothing to discuss. I mean, obviously, we can't take an eight Baal Peh and put it together with an eidus like that. But if you hold that there really is such a thing, so then maybe you really could put the two together. That's how Tosus understands our original svara that we could do this on Libra of Yeshua ben Korach.
The Rabbanim hold that you could use such a shtar, right? I don't understand.
Shtar, because shtar is a different thing, but we'll never be able to look at verbal testimony in such a way. Verbal testimony is always about an event.
How did the government officers give grants to the thing at the end of the year? Say they have a project for a building, which I mean, for the Kablan. So in order to get the money out of the government to have it passed, they make the Kablan sign that he has received 100,000 shekels from this office.
Even though he didn't.
Yeah, received the cent, but they have to present a receipt. They get the guy
even
who
paid. Hasn't received the money.
No, they haven't received the money. And the government, that's, I said, the guy.
Otherwise, you didn't use the money up in the fiscal years.
Shimon ben Gamliel omer, hakol k'minahag ha-medina, v'danek ha-malet le-minahag medina. Omer Abaye ba'atu d'neyigi poshet, v'omer le-yavet li-poshet, v'ozav avet le-mekusha. Everybody holds that's kepeda. Neyigi ve-mekusha, v'omer le-yavet le-mekusha, v'ozav avet le-poshet, also, it's a kepeda. Machlokes is kepligi ba'atu d'neyigi ve-poshet u-mekusha. V'omar le-avet le-poshet, v'ozav avet le-mekusha. So Mar Sovar, the Tanakam holds it's kepeda, and Mar Sovar, Rav Shimon Gamliel says, hakol k'minahag medina. Because Mara Mokomulo, Omer Abai, Rav Shimon Gamliel, Rav Shimon and Rabbi Elazar, Kulu Sfirlu Mara Mokomulo. Rav Shimon Gamliel, Odi Amoron, Rabbi Shimon Detran, Rabbi Shimon Omer, Imi Ita'al, Sheva, Harezu Mekudeshe, Rabbi Elazar Detran, Aisha Shemrait Kabeli Giti Mimakom Ploni, Vekiblula Mimakom Acher, Pasul. Whereas Rabbi Elazar Marsha, the Marzava, Kbeter Marzava Mara Mokomulo. I mean, it's a bishlam in Mekusha, shekatu b'shnei edim pasol yitzvich. Sakatay t'chanina, ha'olu bi'alma, two edim are kosher. So ha'chinami b'di'avad, it should be kosher. Kamash malan, that it's pasol. Elo poshe shekatu b'edechad, I should hope so, pshita. Om Rabbi, no, it's talking about otzricha, da'afilu edechad b'chtav, supported by an edechad b'peh. Ameimar achshe b'edechad b'chtav, edechad b'peh. Omele Ravash La Memra, what about Abaya's Diak in the Mishnah? Abaya Ma? Omele, no, Shabeli, Klamelo Sverli. So how do you understand the Mishnah? Elakasha Matnitin. Here in the Mishnah, Akamash Malan, the Shnayim B'Mekushar, the equivalent of an Eidacha B'Pash. That's the point. Ma Hatam Psura Dioraita, Avachanami Psura Dioraita. And it's clear that I'm right about this because Teda the Shoko Mitapcha Vraya. Or Shochu Chavrayel or Rabbi Yirmiyah, Eide Echad Bichtavi, Eide Echad Al Peh, Maush Yitztarfu, and Ali B'Tanakama, the Rabbi Yeshua Ben Korcha, obviously, Lo Tiboy Lecha, they all that filu Shnayim Bichtav, Shnayim Apel Lo Mitztarfi. But Ki Tiboy Lecha, leave the Rabbi Yeshua Ben Korcha. Shnayim Bichtav, V'Shnayim Al Peh, Hu De Mitztarfi, Avle Eide Echad Bichtav, Eide Echad Al Peh, Lo Mitztarfi, Odeum Alo Shnayim, Shalach lehu, well, honestly, ani, any kedai, shalach em li, but I can tell you, came that talmidchem nota, she it starfu. Omar le, Sabaya said to Rabbi Yirmiyah, that ana, said to Ameimar, ana nachimatin ela, the shokhele chavrayel Rabbi Yirmiyah shnaim, she idu echa bebeitin ze, vecha bebeitin ze, ma shevo beitin etzel beitim it starfu. And it was a different machlokas, it was the Tanakam and Rabbi Natan that they referred to, not Rabbi Yoshua ben Korcha. So Ali, by the Tanakam and the Rabbi Natan, lo tiboy lecha dafilu b'chad beit din anami lo mitztarfi. Ela ki tiboy lecha li b'de Rabbi Natan. So did Rabbi Natan all dafke b'chad beit din un mitztarfi? Alva betray beit din lo mitztarfi? Odem aloshna, ושלח לו, אני איני כדאי שאתם שלחתם לי, אלא כך דעת אביתכם נוטה, that יצטרפו. מר ברכיה אמר, that wasn't the story at all. הוכי שוכו לי, שניים שהעידו בבית דין זה, וחזרו והעידו בבית דין זה. מהו שיבוא, and then a third בית דין. מהו שיבוא אחד מכל בית דין, ויצטרפו. Salibit Rabbi Natan Loti Bailacha, because I mean even Adim can be mitstarfim. Obviously Dayanim can be mitstarfim. Elakiti Bailacha Libidatana Kamad Rabbi Natan. Is it Dafke Adim de la mitstarfina? Ava Dayanim mitstarfina? Odemaloshna. Shalachlu ani any kedaishatem shalachtemli. Elakach tal data mitchem nota. She yitstarfu. Ravina Omer Achashachule. Shloshash Yashvila Kaimat Ashtar. ומת אחד מהם. צריך למכת במות הפתלת אבינו וחד לטוי או לא? שולח לו, אני איני כדאי שאתם שלחתם לי, אלא כך דתם אתכם נוטה, שצריכים למכת במות הפתלת אבינו וחד לטוי. וילדה, עלו לרבי ירמיה בבית מדרשם.